Chapter 5. At Godolphin Street. We soon arrived at Lucas's house in Godolphin Street. It was my first visit to the scene of the crime. There was a big policeman standing outside the front door. He let us into the house, and in the front room we found Inspector Lestrade. As usual, I thought he looked like a bulldog. The only sign of the crime in the room was a large bloodstain on the beautiful square carpet. This carpet covered only the centre part of the floor, which was made from small wooden blocks. The wood had been polished and was quite shiny. "Have you seen the news from Paris?" Lestrade asked Holmes. "That poor woman is obviously the killer. There's no doubt about it." "If you're sure about it, why do you need my help?" Holmes replied. "Well, I don't really need your help, Mr. Holmes," said Lestrade, "but I want to show you something. After we had received the news from Paris about Madame Fournet, we were tidying the room this morning because our work is finished here. That's when we discovered something strange. It's a kind of puzzle, and I know how much you like puzzles, Mr. Holmes. Do you see the stain on the carpet? Lucas's blood has soaked through it. Now look at this." He pulled back the corner of the carpet nearest the large bloodstain and pointed at the wooden floor that the carpet had covered. There was no bloodstain on the wood. There was certainly blood on the underside of the carpet, and there should have been a stain on the wood it had covered. But there was no stain on the wood. Then Lestrade lifted another part of the carpet which had no bloodstain on it, and he showed us a large stain on the wooden floor beneath it. Holmes looked surprised, and Lestrade laughed. "Here's the second stain," he said. "What do you make of that?" "Well, someone must have turned the carpet round," said Holmes. "Yes," Lestrade agreed. "That's obvious. We Scotland Yard men don't need the famous detective Mr. Sherlock Holmes to tell us that. But why, Mr. Holmes? Why has someone moved it? And who was it?" Holmes thought for a minute. I could see from his face that he had suddenly had an idea and was excited about it. "Has the policeman at the front door been here all the time since the body was discovered, Lestrade?" he asked. "Yes, Mr. Holmes," the inspector replied. "A Constable Macpherson has been here all week." "Well, this is my advice," Holmes said. "Interview him immediately. Ask him why he let a stranger into this room. Don't ask him if he let someone in. Tell him that you know he did, but you want to know why. Tell him he can save his career if he tells the truth. Get the whole story from him. And Lestrade, take him to the back of the house when you interview him. He won't tell you the truth if he thinks that we will hear it too." As soon as Lestrade had gone, Holmes pulled the carpet to one side and got down onto the floor. He started to examine the wooden blocks carefully. "We don't have much time, Watson," he said. "There must be a hiding place somewhere under the floor." He searched quickly. And 2 minutes later, he said, "Ah, here it is." He pulled at the edge of one of the wooden blocks and carefully lifted it out. Holmes put his hand into the opening and searched it. But when he took his hand out again, it was empty. "It's gone," he said angrily. "It was here. I'm sure of that. But now it's gone. Be quick and help me put the carpet back in its place. We mustn't tell Lestrade about this." We had just replaced the carpet when Lestrade came back into the room. He was followed by the policeman, whose face was red. "You were right, Mr. Holmes," Lestrade said. "This foolish man did let a stranger in here. Tell them about it, Macpherson."
"It was a young lady, sir," the policeman said. "She came to the door yesterday evening. She said that she thought she knew someone who lived here, but that she must have got the address wrong. But when I told her that there had been a crime here, She said that she had read about it in the newspaper. She asked if she could just look into the room where it had happened. She was very curious about it. Well, sir, I get lonely here on my own, and she was a very pretty young lady. I didn't think that it would cause any trouble if I let her look into the room. So she came in, but when she saw the bloodstain on the carpet, she fainted and fell onto the floor. I got some water for her, but she didn't recover. So I ran to the public house at the corner of the street and bought some brandy for her. When I got back, she had gone. I'm sorry if what I did was wrong, sir. So, the woman was alone while you went to the public house? Holmes asked.
That's right, sir, Macpherson replied.
Did you move the carpet last night? Holmes asked. Think carefully.
Well, sir, when the young lady fainted, she fell on the carpet and it moved across the polished floor, Macpherson said. It was very twisted, so I moved it back and straightened it. I tried to make it look tidy.
And you say that your visitor was a very pretty young lady? Holmes asked.
She was beautiful, sir, Macpherson said. She was beautiful.
Well, we must go now, Watson, Holmes said suddenly. There's nothing we can do here, and we have an important visit to make. Lestrade stayed in the room when we left, but the policeman came to the door with us. As we were leaving, Holmes took something out of his pocket and showed it to the man.
Good heavens, sir, the policeman said. You must be a magician.
And Holmes started to laugh.